And that was Harry Belafonte, Island in the Sun. Before that, of course, Gordon Lightfoot with Sundown. The time is 27 and a half minutes to 11 o'clock. And I have a guest with me now. Well, Brown Hill Community Festival, its first year was last year, and it won an award straight away. Which is a pretty good thing for any organisation that's going to start doing. Usually these festivals, you know, they take a little time to get going, and not this one. It wins awards straight away. And I have got Sarah Greenwood-Smith with me to talk about the Brown Hill Community Festival. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Anne. Thanks for having me in.
Firstly, just tell me about the award. I can't believe you do it in a year.
Yeah, it was fantastic. We were very excited. So the Brown Hill Community Festival ran for the first time in October 2016, so last year, and it was a celebration of the achievements of the first 12 months of the Brown Hill Partnership. The Brown Hill Partnership comes out of the City of Ballarat Engaging Communities Project, and it brought together lots of community groups and members of Brown Hill to invest some funding from the City of Ballarat. And we were so pleased with the achievements of the first year of the Brown Hill Partnership that we decided to have a festival and celebrate and get everyone together in the Brown Hill Recreation Reserve and have a bit of a party. So we did that last October, and it's a little bit hard to know exactly how many people came, but we sold over 600 sausages in 2 hours. So, a fair few people were there. It was, it was a great event, actually. And then soon after, we submitted a nomination for the City of Ballarat's Australia Day Awards, and the Brown Hill Community Festival won the Community Event of the Year, about which we were very excited.
It's very impressive when you first round.
Yes.
Yeah, first time you're doing it, you win that award. Mm. Well, congratulations on that. You've got a lot to live up to now.
Well, yes, we do now. So, yes, now that the first event was such a success, we thought we'd better do it again. So this Friday night, we're having the second Brown Hill Community Festival.
So it's only on in the evening?
Yes, so it's just from 5 o'clock till 7:30 this Friday, the 27th of October.
Oh, so you're not messing about there. You just get in, do it and get out.
That's right. It's sort of in that time where people maybe who are working that 9-to-5 time can come and get involved and have there's some few things there for dinner. So there'll be sausages and pancakes and fruit cups and drinks. But there'll also be fantastic entertainment from our local children. So I know the children at Brown Hill Kindergarten have been practicing their songs. So they'll be singing 3 songs, and then the Caledonian Primary School children will also be doing some singing for us. And this year we'll also have Woodman's Hill students, their band will be coming to play early on in the evening. So, yeah, great reason for all of the families associated with those.
Actually, I do like it that you've just chosen to do it over a fairly short space of time. It means that it's really doable. You can pack everything in and lots of things can be going on at once, and you feel like you've had a massive experience.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can be a bit drawn out and exhausting for the organisers.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. So, yes, we'll have the focus on the stage with these performances from our local children. There'll also be some of our local groups, so the Ballarat Highland Dancers, who practice at the hall at Brown Hill next to the cricket oval there. They'll be doing a performance for us, as well as Southeast Australian Taekwondo, who practice at the Brown Hill Hall. And for the finale, which was a great success last time, we're also having the Federation University Pipe Band coming to do a performance. So we're very excited about that as well.
I'm looking at photos for the festival from last year, and there was pipe bands and the fire brigade was there, children's face painting, the usual things.
Yes.
But wow, just packed in such a short space of time. What a nice, it really is a party rather than a...
Yes, it's a party, isn't it? Maybe we should call it the Brown Hill annual party. So we'll depending on if there's any need for a fire truck to be elsewhere. If the fire truck's not busy, we will have the fire truck there again.
Excellent.
Which is great. And yes, our face painter and jumping castle will be there again.
You know, I always wished they didn't have jumping castles when I was a kid. And I still look at them longingly and just think, oh, wish I could get on.
Or maybe we should have a third one for adults.
I think that's a I'm not sure if I fell over now I could get up again. That's the only problem. So this was just a... So why continue? You did it like the first year as a celebration. I know you won an award. Is that the reason that you've kept going? What's it for now?
I think now it's for... Brown Hill's actually a very vibrant and full community. There's so much going on in Brown Hill, which we found through the partnership. There was already a lot going on, but through the partnership we've sort of glued all of the groups together and found out there's just such a huge diversity of groups doing activities in Brown Hill. There's community groups and sporting groups. So it's really just celebrating our fantastic suburb and bringing everyone together. There'll also be stalls there from some of our local groups. So it's sort of a way to show people in Brown Hill what goes on and just, yeah, I guess celebrate our suburb and our people and our great groups.
It does sound like a nice area up there. I mean, Soldiers Hill is quite close to Brown Hill, isn't it, really? Because then they've got the artists' community there, and that's also quite vibrant and active and really in your face in a very nice way, not in a horrible way, but I mean, they really get going.
Yeah.
There's something about that area now. It's, it's getting a bit of magic to it.
No, it's great. And I think also with Brown Hill, there is a lot of development going on, and so there's a lot of new people moving into Brown Hill. So it's, I guess for me also, the festival is to welcome the new people to Brown Hill and say... This is a great place to live, and there's a lot of fantastic things happening and groups that you can join and ways in which you can get involved in our community. So it's, you know, welcoming everyone.
Yeah. If I'm not putting you on the spot then, what sort of other what other groups are going on there?
Oh, well, where do I start?
Here we go. Go on.
This event is a Brown Hill Progress Association event, and the Brown Hill Progress Association also looks after the Brown Hill Community Newsletter, which is we've just released edition 9.
Yes.
Get me started on that. We might be here for several hours. But yes, we're very excited about the newsletter. That's been a great success as well. And also the Brown Hill Progress Association looks after our local swimming pool, which will be opening at the start of December. It's just had a coat of paint, so it's looking very bright and blue and dry at the moment, but it will look wet before December. So Brown Hill Progress Association, there's a Brown Hill Lions and Lionesses Club. There is a Brown Hill CWA, there's a Brown Hill Hall and Hall Committee, there's a Brown Hill Kindergarten, Caledonian Primary School. You are testing me here, but I'm going to try.
No, you're doing very well. Of course, you've got the usual, the cricket club. I'm just looking at your community
clubs.
Festival and there's walking maps that you... Who organises the walking?
So City of Ballarat are doing some walking maps for us at the moment, which hopefully will come out before the end of the year.
Whole Foods Collective.
Yes, that's right. The Ballarat Whole Foods Collective is based in Brown Hill at the Brown Hill Cricket Club.
So maybe we'll just change it to Brown Hill and have done with it.
No, it's great. We're very lucky to have the Whole Foods Collective in Brown Hill. And then there's a lot of sporting and activity groups that meet in the hall, a lot of dance groups and taekwondo and active classes for older people. I moved to Brown Hill. My family and I moved to Brown Hill about 5.5 years ago. So we were quite new and we thought, oh, I wonder what goes on here. And now there's there is a lot that goes on. And through the partnership, we've also created the Brown Hill Community Online Hub, which is a website.
Right.
And on that, we list all the sporting groups, community groups, and businesses that are based in Brown Hill or owned by a person in Brown Hill. So that's become a really fantastic resource for people to find out what goes on. And we also have information about the festival and the Progress Association and the partnership and the pool and the walking maps. And so that's a page dedicated to new residents.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so new residents of Brown Hill can get on and find out where to find the local bus map and who are our local councillors, and a bit about our local fire aware program. So we've got a community volunteer group that trying to raise fire awareness across Brown Hill, which is just ramping up again for the summer.
I'm looking through your current Brown Hill Community newsletter, which is very nice. No longer do we get these newsletters that are just bits of A4 stapled at the top. These are... Bunyong has done the same thing.
Yes, Bunyong's been a fantastic... they've been great mentors for us, actually, in the newsletter world. So,
They're pretty active, but this is a really slick little piece,
you.
Isn't it?
Thank you.
There's a lot of work involved in all of these things. You're a very active group up there.
Yes, and that's one of the things I've loved about being involved in all of this. There are a great, again, diversity of people in Brown Hill who are prepared to volunteer their time and their expertise and their enthusiasm to do these things, such as put the newsletter together, paint the pool, make the pool run the kiosk, you know, all that sort of thing, keep the hall going. Lots of those activities are volunteer-based. So
I didn't realise that, looking after the pool. Yeah. I mean, not exclusively, obviously, but...
No, it's also obviously helped through the city of Ballarat. But, yes, there's a volunteer team of people through the Brown Hill Progress Association who make the Brown Hill pool operate, which is great.
You're very active, really, in the community now. I have a feeling that... the councillors are going to be a bit nervous about you when you contact them or your group. I know I did hear at one point a councillor told me that they called Bunyong the Republic of Bunyong. Because they always give them trouble. I have a feeling that Brown Hill's going to be the same.
Oh, no, we've been, I guess also through the partnership, we've been able to get to know council a bit better and who to talk to in council and build relationships with we've actually got 6 councillors because we're across, Brown Hill's actually across the central and the north ward. And we've been profiling our councillors one at a time through the newsletter. And we invite them to the festival.
Of course.
So, no, it's all working nicely.
Well, it is interesting, isn't it? And, I mean, obviously this is a really vibrant part of Ballarat, so... Actually, you do catch more flies with honey.
Yeah.
You certainly seem to be doing a lot to keep it it is nice. I think one of the many problems that we have is that we are feeling very disconnected to our communities. Mm. Isn't that right? You know, people go to work, they come home, they stay and watch the television, they're not really... And there's often not a lot... Well, no, there often is things happening, but there's no sense of... togetherness, and I think that makes a massive difference to the community and the health of the community.
Yes, and I think for us the other element of the festival is touching just on that belonging, sort of giving people in Brown Hill a sense that they belong to a place and a community and they'll find their part, whether it's the playgroup or the primary school or a sporting group or, you know, where it is that they... but there really is such a range of different ways that people can get involved in Brown Hill and feel that connection.
And that just short space of time is probably enough on one level just to, you know, get to just to touch base.
Yeah, at the festival.
Everybody.
Yes,
once a year.
Yeah, see your neighbours, see someone you haven't seen for a while, have a sausage with...
Yeah, know, whatever, and just make those little contacts because it is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, it's not just for people from Brown Hill.
No, anyone is welcome.
That's
anyone
right, especially if you think you might want to come and live there.
Yes, No, it's certainly open to everyone across Ballarat and anyone who's driving by, very welcome. And, so there'll be a few things that people can buy with a gold coin donation. The sausages and the pancakes, and we'll also have Masala Valley Indian will be there and Bean Me Up coffee, so there will be coffee.
That's only actually I don't much care for coffee, but currently there are no tea bags at Voice FM at the moment.
Oh no!
And I'm having to do this. I'm having to live on water, and it's just upsetting me. But that's what happens when you. You're one person who purchases the tea, just
and it's run out. Yes. So our website, if people want to find out about it, so the Brown Hill Community Online Hub is brownhill.vic.au. Pretty easy. Or people, they should be able to search and find it. But the hub's got loads of information about what's happening in Brown Hill, including the newsletter, but in particular the festival this Friday evening from 5 o'clock.
Great. I'm just looking through the newsletter now. Every weekly on a Tuesday, the Ballarat Highland Dancers.
And they'll be performing on Friday night.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
What fun. That's great. And don't kids just love, they like being part of all of this stuff, don't they?
Yes. Yes. So last year, you'll see from the photographs there, which I know is a bit tricky for radio, but just for your reference,
it's everywhere.
Parents and grandparents and friends watching the children singing was an absolute highlight of the night last time. That and obviously the pipe band was fantastic as well.
It just sounds great. And I'm sure it's going to go well. If it was that, if it got the award last year, and you're obviously going to try and make it, she's got the biggest grin on her face. She's so proud of this.
We hope so. We hope it's as good, if not better, than last year. That's the plan.
Yeah. Oh, are you sure it wasn't just that you had six councillors in your...
Maybe.
Are they all voted for you?
I don't know.
I can just tell from the all the energy that firstly that you have, but also just looking at the things that happened last year and what's going on in your community at the moment. That's just great.
Yeah,
it's a really good story.
We're very proud
of
it.
Well, so let's just very quickly just go back. It is on this Friday.
Yes.
5 till 7:30.
Yes.
So don't think you can hang around. Get up there and get your sausages.
We've done that last year. It was 8 o'clock and we were packing up a little bit in the dusk. So we brought it back to 7:30. Yeah. So it's 5 till 7:30 this year. Short and sweet.
But it is, isn't it? You just don't drag it out. Just do it. Have fun and just pack it in. Otherwise, sometimes I think you sort of go, oh, that was really nice, but, I'm a bit run out of... And, just do it.
There's lots to do. The face painting, the fire truck, the jumping castles... Bring your gold coins. Lots of gold coin donation things going on.
Well, I must admit, I do suspect the children are getting face painted out. I mean, they just get everywhere they go. Face painting.
Last year, I had to shine my car lights on the face painter while she was doing the very last child. Everyone else had packed up, and that because she had a giant key. So, it's very popular.
Good.
Indeed.
Look, Sarah, thank you so much for coming in and letting us know. So don't forget, 5 o'clock till 7:30 Friday. Get out there, free, cheap sausages, gold coin sausages, and lots of happy children. And really, sounds like a really nice event
At the Brown Hill Recreation Reserve.
Brown Hill Recreation Reserve. Where is that?
It's between the hall, the Brown Hill Hall, which is next to the Brown Hill Pool, and the Brown Hill Hotel.
Right.
Yep.
Yes.
On Humphrey Street North.
Yep. Yes. Oh, that's fair enough. Yes. Well, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Let us know how it goes.
We'll do.
Here is John Denver, Rocky Mountain High.